The council visit is a chance for the Security Council to see firsthand some of the challenges facing the people of South Sudan, especially those who are located in unmanned protection of civilian sites. But it's also a chance for them to meet and interact with ordinary South Sudanese civil society, women's groups, etc., and to hear from them what their daily life is, so that all in all the Security Council will get a picture of some of the security, human rights and other challenges they face on a daily basis.
All right, so in your own discussions with the delegation and those will hold with the government, what do you hope to achieve?
Well, first and foremost, I hope that we will be having a very constructive engagement between the Security Council and the government of transitional unity. But we're also hoping that it would be an opportunity for the council to hear from the government itself about the challenges and concern that they feel they are facing in providing the necessary support, both to the implementation of our, the mission's, new mandate, but most importantly, to the implementation of the peace agreement.
So in terms of timing, how important is the timing of this visit?
Well, it's very close to the time where we have to provide the first report, or the Secretary General have to provide the first report on the progress achieved in implementing our new mandate. So in that sense, it's very timely. And I think the council, and I hope the council will be interested to hear both from us and from the government about the progress we have made through our discussions, in particular on the deployment of the Regional Protection Force for Juba. But regardless of the timing, let me say that any visit of a UN Security Council is an important event, because it indicates a firm commitment to bring, in this case, to South Sudan, the much-needed peace. But it also shows to the country that is being visited, and here South Sudan, that the whole UN and all the member states of the UN care about the circumstances on the ground and what the people of South Sudan are facing. So it's really an opportunity for the Security Council to reaffirm to the government and to the people of South Sudan that the UN is here to work with the government and to improve the lives of the people of South Sudan.